Welcome to the Motivational Firewood Podcast, created by Steve Gamlin. As an award-winning speaker and author, Steve's greatest passion is blending inspiration and humor to create relatable, actionable, and repeatable messages. We hope you enjoy this recording.
Hi, this is Steve, and welcome to this latest podcast. As I answered my phone the other day, I heard the voice of a friend. Ugh, I did something really bad today. Knowing this person is not evil in any way, she's a fellow speaker. I wondered just how bad she could have been. Did she jaywalk? Dent a can of soup to get a discount? Sneak a bag of Skittles into a movie theater? Turns out she was just having a bad day, and against her better judgment, stopped at a restaurant to indulge in her favorite comfort meal. Yes, she did. I'll stand back and wait for the lightning. Okay, that's long enough. Was it good? I asked her. She said, it was awesome. To which I replied, did you keep your napkin? The first sound out of her mouth, ew! It was all messy with sauce. Why would I do that? Knowing that she keeps a gratitude journal, as I've been doing for years, I suggested that even a small piece of the napkin with a little aromatic hint of barbecue sauce on it would make her smile every time she opens up her journal to write. Believe me, there are days we all struggle to think of something to be thankful for. Not every day above ground is a great day. Some speakers blather on with fluffy crap like that, but I don't believe it. Every day is what we make of it, and we have the opportunity to make something good happen, even if we fall off the fitness wagon face first into a messy barbecue sandwich. Some days, the greatest gift to ourselves is a memory we create which will make us smile on the really sucky days. And we all have those now and then, too. I didn't even get to taste it, but now I have the gift of a memory which will make me smile the next time I eat a messy barbecue sandwich. I can be a hell of a slob when I eat, so there won't be a shortage of napkins. Actually, a tarp might be a better idea. How can this day leave a lasting impression, or at least a really cool stain, on the list of things you are grateful for? Think about it. There's something there. Until next time, take care.
Thank you for listening. We hope Steve's message provided many pieces of motivational firewood, which you can add to the spark in your heart to create success. For more information on how to include Steve at your next event or to learn more about his personal development programs, please visit stevegamlin.com.